When we left the break, or left for the break, I meant to ask a question that I would answer when we returned, but I neglected to do that. What does the educated owl say? That was going to be my question, and we come back. I was going to then ask my guest if he wanted to answer that. My guest, Harry Hagan, the Santa Barbara County Treasurer Tax Collector. He was on in December of 2014, and he's still in the position. He and Joe Holland are the only two people that I have on the program that are essentially can run for elected office. I don't like to have politicians on because you have one on, you have the other on. And generally, it's a position that really nobody ever runs against, almost similar to the DA. Is that correct, Harry? Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. There's five department heads that are elected. It's the sheriff, it's the DA, it's Joe Holland, the clerk, recorder, assessor, the auditor, controller, and myself, the treasurer, tax collector, public administrator. So they do have active elections, but for the most part, Joe's position, the clerk, recorder, assessor, and my position, they are both more technical in nature as opposed to political.
And you're the county treasurer, tax collector. You have a lot of initials after your name. CPA, we know.
Yes.
CPFO, that F must be financial.
Certified Public Finance Officer.
And then ACPFIM.
Advanced Certified Public Funds Investment Manager.
And did you, like, make these up? Are they real things?
If I was to make them up, they'd be a lot shorter.
And you've been in this position, your current job, for?
I was first elected in 2010. So 2011 was when I was first sworn in. And so I'm in my fourth year of my second term.
So four-year terms.
Yes.
Fourth year in your second term. And so when do you come up again?
I will be on the ballot in June.
June of 2018?
Yes.
And is anyone running against you?
No.
And they would have, it's too late, they would have had to throw their hat in the ring?
Yeah. And, you know, as the tax collector, it's not a glamorous position, let's put it that way. You have to have somewhat of a tough skin. I'm running unopposed.
Do you, that's an interesting way to phrase it, tough skin. Is that in dealing with the public or the Board of Supervisors or?
Just kind of the nature of what you're doing. You're, you know, collecting taxes, and it's not always a pleasant conversation sometimes, but it's that's the job.
What is that from? The Tax Man Cometh? Was that a play or a song or something? What is that from? The Tax Man Cometh.
Yeah.
Do you get involved? And we're going to get in detail about what Harry Hagan's office does, the Santa Barbara County Treasurer Tax Collector, and he informed me that it's going to be a lot more than just collecting taxes. But there's deadlines, and it's like, you know, a day late, a dollar short. There's no extensions, like, you know, filing your taxes, boom,
right.
Extensions.
Right. So, yeah, for secured taxes, which are taxes on your personal residence or a condominium or something of that nature, the bills come out usually in October, and the first installment will be due November 1st, but there is a grace period till December 10th before they become delinquent on the first installment, and then the second installment would be delinquent if not paid by April 10th, but the due date is really February 1st. And the fiscal year for the county goes July 1 through June 30th, so that's kind of how it's broken up, but there are some circumstances where we can cancel penalties if there's extenuating circumstances. The Thomas fire was a good example if you were affected. The Montecito debris flows, if you were affected, we were able to cancel penalties and extend those delinquency dates.
So it has to be something extraordinary?
Well, something out of the control of the taxpayer. Yeah. So for the debris flow, you know, clearly there's, you know, I think 400 homes at least right now was the preliminary number that Joe Holland had put out. And so those delinquency dates were pushed back to June 30th for those identified properties. But the reality is anytime someone challenges a valuation and they get a corrected bill, and so if you get a corrected bill, by law, I can cancel any penalties related to that for that tax year, and give you 30 days from the date that you receive a corrected bill. So there are circumstances where the delinquency date can move like that.
And do people, are there forms for people to submit?
Yeah.
They're not calling you up on the phone and talking to you directly?
They do, yeah. No, they do. They come to our office. There's a form you have to fill out. There's a process to get a penalty cancellation waiver. And they come in, and I'll review it usually right then on the spot. And
behind bulletproof glass, I might add. That was another question I had. My buddy was a title rep back in the 80s, and he used to go into your office, and it was like, you know, just, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And now you go in there, and it looks like a bank. It looks like Fort Knox. You got this thick glass.
Yeah.
Why did that happen? When and why did that happen?
Well, that kind of was a offshoot from what happened, the tragedy down in San Bernardino, the mass killing that happened, and the fact that we are running about $8.8 billion through the Treasury annually. There was a project within the county to create more safety for the employees and the public also. And so...
What was the office where that happened in San Bernardino?
So that was, I believe it was a conference room in their public health where a disgruntled employee came in.
Right.
And
it was a county facility.
Yeah.
Not necessarily one that was.
Oh no, it wasn't the Treasury Tax Collector's Office.
Right. But
But this is very common for a lot of the. Financial institutions, the counties, you know, throughout the state, to have more of a banking kind of feel to it. But I do remember those days when I started at the county. It was just cubicles all the way around, and it was wide open. And you know, it was actually kind of nice being able to converse so easily with the public. So this does create, you know, somewhat of a barrier, but.
But everyone's accessible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've come out into the lobby and talked to people.
Wearing a bulletproof vest, and I think it's all fair. You know, I was a little uncomfortable with the strip search, but maybe I'll mail in my taxes next year. For some reason, I like going in.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to mail my taxes. I want to go in and get a receipt. Because you don't want it, you know, lost in the mail. And,
it's amazing. The U.S. Postal Service is really efficient. I mean, we're sending out 125,000 tax bills, secured tax bills. But just the sheer numbers that we're sending out, there's always one or two that, you know, the payments don't make it here into the office. And so, sometimes it's unfortunate. Sometimes people get a penalty because of that.
But the vast majority mail it in?
You know, the vast majority do. Yeah, yeah. It's done by the U.S. Postal Service. Yeah,
and I think last time you were on, we spoke that a decent percentage pay cash.
You know, there are some. Yeah, a lot of people come in. They pay with cash,
which is interesting because you know it's a write-off. You'd think you'd want a record of having paid it, but there's all kinds of people out there.
Well, we do give them a receipt if they come to the counter.
True.
And so the last thing you want to do is mail in cash. That's a real problem.
My guest is Harry E. Hagen. Why do you have the E there? You just need an initial?
I'll give the straight answer is my dad was Harry Hagen. And so I've always used my initial.
Is your dad still around?
No, he passed away in 1999.
Sorry.
But I'll tell you what, I will give you that tax reduction if you can guess my middle initial.
I was gonna say Everett for some reason.
It's Eugene.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's not too obtuse. That was my...
second choice?
That was my second choice. I'll take second money, as my dad said. He passed away in 1998 at age 84. Harry E. Hagen... Santa Barbara County Treasurer, Tax Collector. When we started talking about when you pay your taxes, and when I got my license in 88, I went to Lumblow School. It was this old guy. I don't know if his name was Lumblow. He was a fixture in the real estate community teaching these classes. I remember once, and so his his little trick for remembering that taxes were due in November, delinquent in December, due in February, delinquent in April, was no darn fooling around, NDFA. And after 30 years in real estate, I still have to think about this. When you make your payment in November or December at the end of the year, is that for the last 6 months of the year?
It's for the first 6 months of the fiscal year, the July 1st through June 30th fiscal year.
Well, that's true, but it's the last 6 months of that calendar year?
Yes.
Okay. So, right. So that's interesting. So the way you phrase it, so you're actually letting people pay not in advance. They're almost paying in arrears for the first 6 months.
Yep, you're right. Yes.
And then they're paying a little early on the it's really annoying. I don't know why can't you just have a calendar year? Why do you have to have a fiscal year?
You know, the reason the county has a fiscal year, because we're a subdivision of the state of California. So that's their fiscal year, so that's our fiscal year too. The more annoying part to me is that the timing of those first and second installments. So you get the first installment during the holiday season, which, sometimes money's tight. And then the second installment is right when your income taxes are due, which is very confusing for people. And, again, it's not necessarily the best time for cash flow.
Right.
So,
right.
I guess the state of California legislature couldn't have picked two worse dates, but those are the dates that we have.
Send a letter to your congressman, April 10th. They're delinquent, last due, and that's my birthday, April 15th, confusing with tax day. So I call your office, and you have an automated system if you don't get your direct line. And your name is Hagen, right?
Yes.
Harry Hagen.
Yes.
Do you know what your voicemail says your name is?
I would hope Harry Hagen.
No, it does not. It does not. And I'm looking, Hogan. You're calling for Harry Hogan. So that's why I said you start in Hogan's Heroes, or it would have been Hagen's Heroes. So, yeah, call the main number and punch in, and it says, say who you want to talk to. I said, Harry Hagen.
Oh, you're talking the county's main phone number.
Yeah, not your outgoing voicemail.
Not our departmental.
You pronounce your name correctly. But the automated voice system is calls you Harry Hogan.
Well, I will have to talk to General Services about that.
And it also says that they're not going to accept collect calls. Was that a problem of people calling and calling collect?
Not in our office. I'm not sure that's a
federal thing or a state thing.
That's a different department.
And the other thing it says, you probably never call your voicemail, county, it says, if this is an emergency, hang up and call 911. Now, I get that if I call my doctor's office, but I'm thinking, what kind of emergency would I want to call 911 if I'm trying to call the county tax collector? So I was thinking maybe people think they pay taxes and their house is on fire.
So
they're going to call your office.
Yeah. So my suggestion would be call the direct line to our office, the 568-2490 or 2920, either one. And probably avoid going through the county.
Oh, no, it was enjoyable. System. I have fun with that. I wouldn't have any material for the interview.
Okay.
My guest, Harry Hagen, CPA, CPFO, ACP, FIM, and he was here ASAP. And so obviously people come in, they pay their taxes. But what else do you do? You had mentioned earlier that there's a lot else going on. I'm thinking your job only occurs a couple of times a year. You collect the taxes and then
okay. So the treasury, so I'm the banker for the school, special districts, and the county. We run an investment pool of about $1.6 billion. And so about half that money is school's money. So schools from Carpinteria up to Santa Maria out to Cuyama and everywhere in between. Though I am their treasurer too. We run the debt program for the county. So if we're going to issue any kind of debt for capital improvements or anything, we would put that deal together and sell the debt. That's the kind of the treasury side. The tax collector taxes come out all throughout the year. You have supplemental taxes. You have unsecured taxes. You have the redemption roll when someone is delinquent and they're on the redemption roll. Well, we do tax sales. We have one coming up in June. Public administrator.
Tax sales?
Yeah. So if someone misses the June 30 delinquency date on a secured tax roll, on regular taxes for your house or condominium and so forth, That tax roll closes at the end of that fiscal year. Anything unpaid rolls to what's called the redemption roll. Now, once you're on the redemption roll, you can leave your property unpaid on the redemption roll for up to 5 years. And during that period of time, it's not a good deal, but during that time, you're going to be charged 18% interest a year. So, like I said, you can finance that, and some businesses, that's part of their business model. They will do that, but I don't think it's necessarily a good financing, you know, program, but that's the state law, and so someone can leave it in that status for 5 years. After 5 years of being on the redemption roll, I'm now going to record that property in a power to sell, and sometime in the next 4 years, I will have to either have collected that taxes, penalties, and interest, and it's in a good, you know, proper paying status again. If it's not, then I'm going to have to auction it off. I'm going to send it to a tax sale. And so we have our annual tax sale in June, and there are three properties that will be on the auction, and it's done on the internet. Anyone that's interested can go to our website, and you have to pre-register, and you would put a deposit down. And if you decide that you're not a winning bidder or you don't bid, it's fully refundable. But it's all done on the internet, and it'll occur towards the beginning of June.
So about three sales out of how many?
125,000 parcels, yeah.
So pretty low.
Yeah, by the end of June 30th, we will have collected about 99% of the tax roll. And the tax roll this year that was delivered to me by Joe Holland and the auditor's office was $868 million. Yeah, roughly 8 to 9 million will roll onto what's called the redemption roll at the end of the year, on average. That's kind of what
And as
seen.
You said, most is planned. That's their business model.
Sometimes, but sometimes it might be, you know, a house that's going through probate or something, and or it's an inheritance that people just don't know what, you know, home ownership is all about and that there's certain responsibilities.
And what you're saying is you basically give them this 5 years, mm-hmm. no matter why right. or what or where. So they're not like as if it's going to the...
Yeah. So during that period, we're sending them, you know, more tax bills and reminder notices, trying to reach out to them.
Maybe they move. Someone trying to find out. Yeah. Someone died.
Yeah. And just through the normal course of business, we send out, you know, reminders when the delinquency dates are coming up. We have an email blast that we do to people that have signed up on our website. We have publications in the news press and other, you know, publications.
That would be a good thing for people to register online, because if they do move or things do happen, maybe they have, if it's not their email, maybe it's their the beneficiary or their trustee of their estate.
Yeah.
So they could be alerted.
Yeah. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. And so getting back to some of the things we do, one of the things we do, I'm the public administrator. That's an elected position. And so what that is, if someone was to pass away and there's no family or friends to administer the estate, or sometimes the probate court will determine there's some irregularities, you know, going on with the estate management, they will appoint me as an independent person to act as the administrator and marshal the assets, pay creditors' claims, and then distribute to the beneficiaries, all based upon court orders. And so that's one of the things we do. We're public guardian also. So if there's either a mental health type of conservatorship or a probate kind of conservatorship, we're kind of the last resort. It's always family or friends are always the best options for that. But we will be appointed the conservator and act in that capacity. I chair the debt advisory committee. I chair the Santa Barbara County Employees Retirement System. I chair the Deferred Compensation Oversight Committee. That's about a $250 million fund. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. I run the Veterans Services Program. We have offices in Goleta, Santa Maria, Lompoc, and Santa Barbara for Veterans Services. We do general collections. We do transient occupancy tax collections.
TOT.
TOT, yeah. That's a big thing these days, especially with vacation rentals.
My guest, Harry Hagan, Santa Barbara County Treasurer Tax Collector, and more. Maybe you should just add that to your title. And more. And much, much more. But wait, there's more. Don't order. we have a lot more to talk about, so we're going to take a break and come back with Harry Hagan. And I can see why no one is running for your job, because my eyes are glazing over just listening to everything you're doing. I can't imagine more than I want to do. And so I can see why you're running unopposed. It is a very technical job. But we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about other things the tax collector does and the cannabis, the tax side of cannabis. I heard something about Lompoc. They're going a little wild, pretty loosey-goosey. They're going to become the, not Holland, what is it, the country where it was always legal, where they have all the pot houses. Oh, Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
They're going to change Lompoc to Amsterdam. And there was something else. Also, when we come back, when you mentioned the 5 years before a house would be auctioned off, it reminded me of, I think it's adverse possession, where you might end up acquiring a property, and one of the things you have to do is pay the taxes. And I was, when I come back, I'll ask you if you ever see that happen, because it seems like a pretty, I've talked to a lot of attorneys, and it almost never happens in California. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll come right back with the Santa Barbara County Treasurer, Tax Collector.